Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
You know what I always say, when it gets really, really hot and like, you know, the heat index is like going over 100, I say, you know what? That's the time to talk about hockey. And that's exactly what we're doing, 720 WGN. And what an irony of ironies, they just had the draft. And Charlie is here and Jack's here. And what do you think? You can just jump in and tell me. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always somebody has something positive to say. Somebody has something negative to say. Somebody has some sort of criticism. Why didn't you do this? Why did you do that? And what's going to happen? I've seen this before. And on and on and on and on and on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, John, this is why I try to stay off social media after I get my work done, because I don't want the opinions of social media to infiltrate my psyche too much.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, it's also the sign of a dedicated fan, too, by the way. I mean, you know, they have an interest in what goes on, and they're more than willing to express their opinion. So speaking of what's going on, what did go on?
Yeah, so the Blackhawks, for the first time in the Kyle Davidson era, since he was hired the general manager in March of 2022, the Hawks did not have a first-round pick because they traded the fourth overall selection to Buffalo, which was the host city of the draft over the weekend, for Bowen Byram, who's supposed to be a top four defenseman. He's a slam-dunk top four defenseman. But the Blackhawks are banking on him to become a number one defenseman where they can lean on him in all situations. So they traded him for him last week, didn't have a first round pick this year, but they did have five day two selections, and they had back to back second rounders. The really kind of the name to follow and to get excited about is a defenseman named Xavier Villeneuve. And we actually just interviewed him today. All the prospects that were drafted flew into Chicago yesterday, and Villeneuve said his inspiration, his defenseman inspiration, was Duncan Keith. And I was if you can watch a lot of Duncan Keith film, I think you're going to be a pretty good player.
Yeah, welcome to Chicago, and this is the way the weather is all the time. Duncan Keith, that's a great name, and when it comes to Blackhawk hockey or any hockey for that matter. So how would you guys rate this draft? What do you think? I mean, do you think it, are you giving them good points or maybe not? What's up with that?
Yeah, so usually in years past, Kyle Davidson has accumulated a hoard of draft picks. So usually we leave a draft and the Hawks took like 9, 10, 11 guys. But this year they only had 5 picks because they traded that fourth overall. And then they also move their fourth round pick to trade up a couple spots to guarantee one of the players. His name is Ryan Rubrik, who was drafted right after Villeneuve. So they only had 5 selections, but I will say there was kind of a common theme to some of the players that the Hawks drafted, and it's players that have really high upside. So I think the Hawks were recognizing that they have a lot of pieces in place in their rebuild. Now they're kind of trying to take some home run swings, and rather than drafting for floor guys, like who can just be maybe step in and just be like a normal player, they're chasing some high ceiling guys. So that's some of the players that the Hawks drafted in this year's draft. They're like, let's just take some home run swings. And if these guys pan out, they might be elite level players down the road.
Yes. Is that right, Jack?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what Kyle Davidson was telling us after the draft media availability. And I was talking with some people around the station today. They had, like Charlie said, they've had like 9 or 10 picks in the last few drafts. So they're really kind of running out of room for all these prospects. So that's kind of a numbers crunch where they're all going to play. So it makes sense for them to be taking these high swings, players with traits, players they think they can develop. And that definitely seems like the plan right now. And it is interesting. Charlie can jump in on this. They're doing their development camp on ice for the first time in a few years. So they actually get to see these guys on the ice. The last few years, they've done a lot of like off ice stuff and team bonding and whatnot. They're still going to do that, but they're doing some on ice stuff now too, to see kind of like a starting line for some of these young guys. Cause like Charlie said, the ceiling's so high for a lot of these guys, they want to figure out the correct way to develop them so they hit on a few of these guys.
Where does Connor Bedard fit into all this? I mean, there was so much talk when he finally did come to the Blackhawks, and are they trying to get some players that are, I don't know what the term I'm looking for, more than likely to be able to skate with him, to be on his line, to be part of his effort on the ice? Are they specifically looking for complementary players for that?
Yeah, no question. I think that's kind of the one kind of criticism, not criticism, but that's kind of the one question mark right now, is they haven't found Bedard a permanent winger. Now, they did draft Anton Frondell last year with the third overall pick, and he's a stud of a player. But the challenge is the Hawks view him more as a long-term center. So it was kind of like, maybe this isn't a great comparison because one was a winger and one was a center, but when Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane were here, Joel Quenneville liked to play them on separate lines because it kind of offered like a pick your poison for the opposition. And so Frondell would be a really good permanent winger for Bedard, but then they don't have a second line center. So I think they have Frondell at the second line center position. Connor Bedard is in the first line. Now they're trying to find that permanent winger for Connor, and we'll see if it happens this year. They did sign a prospect, Roman Kantsarov, who was a second round pick for them a couple years ago, had a sensational season out in Russia where he put up historically good numbers as an under 23 year old. I bet you he's going to open training camp on Connor Bedard's line, and so we'll see if that's a long term fit for him.
Yeah, that has been an ongoing situation over the past few seasons. When does training camp open?
Yeah, so it's actually going to start, I believe it's starting September 16th. And the interesting thing about training camp this year is usually it's really long and there's six preseason games and it feels like, can we just get the opening night already? But the NHL added two regular season games. So it's going to be an 84-game schedule this coming season. And they took away two games from the preseason. So it's actually only going to be like a week and a half long of training camp before we get right into it. That's music to my ears because training camp can be a bit of a grind. And so right when training camp opens, it's kind of going to be like, you know, let's see what we have right away here and not kind of a slow play into opening night.
Yeah, Jack.
And then last thing for me, Charlie, we have free agency starting on Wednesday. Are you expecting any big signings or anything Hawks fans should be watching for from Kyle Davidson when it opens on Wednesday?
Yeah, so I believe Kyle Davidson is certainly going to keep working the phones. I will say this. This is probably the thinnest free agent market that we've seen in a very long time. And so there's going to be teams that are throwing very irresponsible money around when Wednesday's free agency opens. And so I don't think Kyle Davidson wants any part of that. And so I think if he does make some moves, it's likely going to be minor moves on free agency. And if he does make the significant parts of the move, it's likely going to come via trade.
So wait a minute. What's the difference between responsible money being thrown around and irresponsible money being thrown around?
Well, I can go get my parents and put you on the phone and they can tell you what some of my spending was like as a kid. And yeah, they can answer that better than I can.
I'm just putting you on. Anything else you want to get to here? Or have we covered everything, do you think, that's necessary?
Yeah, we'll see. The Hawks obviously made that big move for Bowen Byram. I think they still have some irons in the fire where they're going to want to try to make some other additions. We'll see if that happens. If for whatever reason the Hawks are quiet via free agency or via trade, I think if nothing else, they're super excited about the Bowen Byram trade and how he can potentially help elevate this group, providing some offense on the back end.
Well, I thank you for coming on, Charlie, and I know you'll keep us informed about everything that goes on in the Blackhawks world. Thanks for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, as always, John.
You betcha.